Thank you for downloading another edition of the NACHO podcast series. Today I'm here with Naomi Amirowitz from the Philadelphia Department of Public Health. She is here to talk about Project Public Health Ready. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So why did the Philadelphia Department of Public Health decide to participate in Project Public Health Ready?
The Philadelphia Department of Public Health decided to participate in Project Public Health Ready because it was something that was mandated by the Pennsylvania Department of Health Office of Public Health Preparedness. They decided that all 10 county and municipal health departments within the state of Pennsylvania were going to go through this Project Public Health Ready application because they saw the value of the county and municipal health departments going through the process.
And how did preparing for a PPHR application impact your agency as far as their preparedness plans?
Previously, our plans really focused on mass prophylaxis operations and how we would respond and open up public points of dispensing and provide mass medication to the 1.5 million City of Philadelphia residents. Project Public Health Ready really allowed us to move more towards an all-hazards preparedness response approach. And really focus on how we would respond in various types of emergencies within the city of Philadelphia. So it really was able, it allowed the Philadelphia Department of Public Health to really become more prepared and respond to multiple different types of emergencies and primarily not just focus on mass prophylaxis response.
So how did preparing your PPHR application impact your agency's partnerships with other organizations?
So the Project Public Health Ready application really allowed us to assess what were our roles and responsibilities in various types of public health emergencies, and if we identified ourselves as not the primary agency that would be responsible for responding to certain types of public health emergencies, that we had to identify what other city agencies within the city of Philadelphia would be responsible. So we were able to organize meetings with various city departments, such as the Department of Streets, the Philadelphia Water Department, the Philadelphia Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services, and the Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management. So for example, within the Project Public Health Ready application, there were areas of sanitation and waste management and how other areas, especially within the environmental surety planning section of Goal 1 within Project Public Health Ready, how we would respond if we were not identified as the primary agency. And so we were able to meet with the Streets Department and understand more how issues such as sanitation would be handled in the city, and then understand what our roles and responsibilities would be within that emergency and how we would help assist the Department of Streets in ensuring the sanitation and quality of the streets in the city of Philadelphia during a public health emergency.
Has participation in PPHR increased your agency's visibility or status?
Project Public Health Ready really allowed us to, again, develop these relationships with other city agencies that we either had a very strong relationship with prior to Project Public Health Ready, or that we knew of and we had familiarity with these other agencies, but we really weren't quite clear what their roles and responsibilities were to that emergency. So when we had these meetings, we were able to explain to them what our roles and responsibilities were and really develop and strengthen that relationship between the two. So I think that we were able to come together at the table with other agencies and explain what our roles and responsibilities were and gain more status and more visibility and develop and strengthen those relationships with other agencies that we would definitely be working with in certain types of public health emergencies.
Finally, like all local and state health departments, your jurisdiction will be addressing FIP capabilities. Do you think participation in PPHR will help with addressing the FIP capabilities?
I do think that participation in Project Public Health Ready will help address the FIP capabilities. The Project Public Health Ready process, the application, particularly Goal 1, really allowed us to develop and strengthen our plans, but also it allowed us to identify what gaps and areas of improvement we have in our planning. The FEP capabilities also do the same thing. So we are able to take what we've learned from Project Public Health Ready, apply it to the FEP capabilities, and make our response plans even stronger through both the FEP capabilities and Project Public Health Ready.
Naomi Amirowitz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You've just heard from Naomi Amirowitz from the Philadelphia Department of Public Health. Thank you for downloading this edition of the NACHO podcast series. To download more NACHO podcasts, please visit our website at www.nacho.org.